Wasatch School District spokeswoman Kirsta Albert explains why the school board is considering a change to scheduled spring break for 2020.
Our number one initiative in terms of student achievement is focused on academics. And we also have 300 students at the high school who are in distance learning with Utah Valley University. What happens is we end up with 300 students when we have spring break who have to either stay put while their family goes on spring break or miss some of their coursework, which is the worst case scenario. Proposing to align our spring break with UVU will allow the distance education students to have the same spring break as the rest of the students in the district as their peers. The real benefit, though, is also the additional instruction time after spring break, before the end of level testing begins. So it's sort of a natural break between third and fourth terms. So they come back and they start their fourth term. Instead of coming back midway into the fourth term and then you've lost some ground, so it gives that nice academic break between third and fourth terms.
The calendar is still under consideration and open to comment until the next Wasatch School Board meeting. Comments can be sent to the Director of Operations and Human Resources, Sean Kelly. Emails can be sent to sean.kelly@wasatch.edu.
We are just grateful for the input that we have received in the past based on surveys administered to staff and to parents of district students, and all of that feedback is taken into consideration as we consider future calendars. That feedback is absolutely at the root of any decisions that are made, and those are recommendations that we then take to the Board of Ed for their final determination.
Albert clarified the calendar change would only impact spring break and would not change the first or last day of school. You can find the proposed calendar and links to other future items out for public review through a link on KPCW's website. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.